You are open-minded. You're just looking for some inspiration for your own life. Or you're just curious. So, anyway, you are right here at Passion Talk with Helen Sander. Hello and welcome to my first episode in English of Passion Talk. Let me first introduce myself a little bit. My name is Helen Sander and I'm from Hamburg in Germany. I'm about 50 years old and a few years ago I had some tremendous changes in my life, especially in my sensual life. So I have launched about 6 weeks ago my Passion Talk in German and I had many requests, why don't you have English versions or English episodes of your Passion Talk? So this is my first try and I hope you will like it and I would really appreciate your feedback. At the end of the show, I will give you my email address so you can send me a mail if you want to. So let's get started. After a date in Braunschweig that I had a few years ago, I was fascinated by the idea of blindfolding. I just wouldn't get enough of this. So on Finja, which is a dating community here in Germany, I met Daniel. So we've been mailing for a while every now and then. We called each other. Now I was hell-bent on getting to know Daniel in this very special way, blindfolded. I sent him a mail with my exquisite proposal, all being sure he'd be as amazed as I was. His answer came right away through, but he wasn't as enthusiastic about my ideas at all, which seemed a little odd to me. What are the chances of a man rejecting an offer like this made by a woman like me? There must have been some kind of a misunderstanding, so I called him right away to find out at which point exactly he was struggling with my scenario. I catched him on the phone right away, and he told me that he was not eager to be my bound-to-the-radiator sex object. Okay, so it was true. He got it all wrong. I once again explained in detail my idea to him. I wouldn't want to dress up all like a dominatrix. It was really all about the sensory deprivation, which should, by the way, be applied to both of us, so equal terms. He now tended to agree to my idea, though he still wanted to discuss it further with me and a bottle of wine this evening. But Daniel, if we see each other today, we can forget about our plans. It really only works if we haven't seen each other before. Finally, I was able to convince him and we nailed our blindfolded date down to upcoming Saturday. So I should arrive at his place at 7 p.m. Doors would be unlocked. He has described everything to me in detail. The building was a former country school in which he then lived together with his best friend, or, as he called him, his brother. Everything was quite like he told me. Coming from a barbecue session with my employer, I first entered the bathroom. I left early on my afternoon appointment. This date was by far more important to me than some drinking contest with my dried-up colleagues in which I wouldn't stand a chance anyways. So this was what I call a bathroom. About 40 square meters and a giant bathtub embedded into the ground placed directly in the center of the room. Wouldn't be a big struggle to get like 4 people at a time into this thing. Showers were in the next room, and there even was a sauna in another room, though it was currently just used as a storing place for old tires. I think this is men's stuff. Daniel had organized some towels and a bathing robe for me. After a quick shower, I continued my inspection of the house, risking a little glimpse on every corner. The house was placed in the middle of a well-trimmed lawn, about 5,000 square meters in dimensions. Daniel's bedroom was on the first floor end of the hall. He waited in his friend's room, who stayed over with his girlfriend to not interrupt with us. I entered the bedroom, blindfolded myself, and sent a text to Daniel asking him to join me in about 5 minutes. I didn't have to wait long before he entered the room and fumbled himself to the bed where I was already awaiting him. He tried to play it cool, but it was very aware, this fused mind. He was afraid I could be unattractive and fat. Luckily, he quickly noticed that I was at least not fat and cumbersome. He instantly said, "I may not see you, but what I can feel with my fingertips feels great, and I love your smell." I was filled with pride and felt a sense of superiority, as this hasn't been my first date of this kind. Anyways, I tried not to show this feeling to him. On the contrary, I left it to him to lead our little scene. It is the role that comforts him the most, I thought. And he knew his part about women. He knew exactly what to do. I was also very pleased by the state of his body. Especially his cock was a delight to me, and boy, he knew how to handle it. Despite his young age, he was able and capable of handling his little friend as well as himself very well, and we did it extensively this evening. After a while, our blindfolds got off. Daniel never made a secret of the fact that he's very much focused on the visuals. It was a great experience to him, though. Up to this day, he knew the game only with blindfolded girls, but himself being able to see whatever he wishes to see. Daniel definitely focused on the backs. My ass was a special pleasure to him. His favorite position was to fuck me from behind while I present my back to him. He also wouldn't spare on words showing his enthusiasm about this. We gave this evening a smooth finish by smoking a cigarette in his impressive kitchen. His cat was on a rampage, claiming some attention and supper. We had more than one delightful evening following to that. Sometimes, even a wild midday break when we would meet at the old country school in between two appointments. And every time we met, my following appointment would be very successful, as I always was very relaxed. This would be a great piece of advice for all those business coaches out there. The best thing about this affair was the fact that it was so straightforward. Nobody got a wrong idea of the limits, and we wouldn't need a lot of words. A simple text like "fuck" was enough for the receiver to answer with a date and time. Doors were never closed at these dates. I was just asked to shut them after I entered the house so we could be uninterrupted. Daniel managed to organize many surprises for me. I will talk about that in a later episode, so keep your eyes peeled. Now the time has arrived for me to get to know you better. Would you like to tell me about your hot stories, or are there any questions I could answer? I'm looking forward to your email at helen.sander@passiontalk.de. Thank you and bye-bye. Thank you for listening. And if you liked it, I would not mind if you recommend it to your friends. Thank you for that in advance. Bye-bye.